North Carolina scientists and residents are teaming up this summer to better understand which neighborhoods in the Raleigh-Durham area are the hottest, so-called urban heat islands. According to NOAA, heat kills more people in the U.S. than any other weather-related phenomenon, and the combination of heat and humidity can cause heat exhaustion and stroke. Max Cauley with the Museum of Life and Science explains that miles of pavement, asphalt, and concrete create a health risk that is expected to worsen in the coming decade.
We believe, based off of what we've seen, especially in a lot of other mapping projects, that black and brown communities and poorer communities in particular are likely much more vulnerable to heat events. But again, that's something that we are specifically going to get some data on through a project like this.
He says people with asthma and other chronic diseases and people living in poverty who can't pay for continual indoor cooling are at greatest risk from living in urban heat islands. Cauley expects the Community Science Initiative to begin in June or July and will outline the project at this year's NC Breathe Conference, being held virtually April 6th and 7th. For more information, visit cleanaircarolina.org. Director of the North Carolina State Climate Office at North Carolina State University, Dr. Kathy Dello, explains that inner cities and rural areas can experience up to 10 to 15 degree temperature differences.
Think about when you're wearing a black t-shirt on a hot day versus a white t-shirt. You get much hotter with a black t-shirt. And in cities, we have roads, we have buildings, we have much more of these darker surfaces that trap and then emit heat out, so it really can heat up the area.
She adds that as communities think about moving people out of harm's way or adapting to prolonged periods of extreme heat, local officials and public health departments first have to understand where to direct resources.
Where are the neighborhoods that need the most help? Is it cooling shelters? Is it tree planting? Is it park access to help cool down the neighborhoods? We're trying to figure out where truly the literal hot spots are.
According to state data from 2019, more than 3,600 residents landed in hospital emergency rooms for heat-related illness. For North Carolina News Service, I'm Nadia Ramlagan.